At 7:40, it's time now for the Hope Sports Roundtable on 1450 WHTC, brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. The voice of Hope College Sports on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Ron Weatherby will be chatting with men's basketball coach Matt Neal today to talk a little bit about the Flying Dutchman's games next week. And with Coach Neal, here is Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Gary, and hello, Coach, and welcome aboard this morning. Are you enjoying a few days off over the break?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Gary. You know what? We've really enjoyed some time here. Just get away and get back with family, and we flew our daughter and son-in-law in from Savannah and had some time just to relax. The guys all returned to campus yesterday after having spent 4 or 5 days at home, and it was just nice to be back together. We did some things last night together as a team, and we'll do some more of that in the next few days before we travel on down to Cincinnati to play.
Well, you had a couple of good ball games to finish off with, so there was a pretty good feeling, I would guess, amongst the team and yourself that things are coming along as we start toward the MIAA.
Well, though we're never happy to lose. We certainly found some great value in how we played against Illinois Wesleyan on Saturday, and, of course, the night before we handled Lake Forest, I thought, pretty well. You know, they came back, hit a couple of bombs at the end to close the gap. But I thought that overall the weekend was very, very productive for us. We learned a lot about ourselves, which we continually do with a young team, a lot of new players. But, you know, I thought we played Illinois Wesleyan really quite tough for a major part of the game. You can certainly see the difference in veterans versus new players. And I think that's certainly something that we expected going into the season and with the tough schedule we've had. And I still maintain the fact that we're learning a ton more by playing tough teams than we would be by playing teams that we could easily beat. And I think the guys have bought in. Their attitude is great. Their spirits are up. They're confident. And I think that it's good for us going into our league play here, which is just three games away.
Well, I thought it was nice that Caleb Byers is starting to come around a little bit. That's going to give you quite a bit more offense, I think, once he gets back in top form.
Well, he is certainly a very good offensive player, but he also brings us a level of toughness on the other end of the floor, too. And I think that's really important for us. I mean, he had a great game, and I thought that it was just good to have him on the floor. I didn't realize at the end of the game that we had played him quite so much. We were kind of trying to hope for about 20 minutes, and we went to about 28 or 29, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, and his foot surgery was successful, but we just have to, again, I have to remind myself to kind of ease him back into things, but he was playing well, and it was kind of good to see him out there and having success.
Well, I started doing my research a little bit on the ball games, and it was quite interesting because you're involved in this tournament. And there are four different leagues that are involved in this particular tournament. So you're getting the name of Hope College out there, the Kentucky Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the Southern Athletic Association, the President's Athletic Conference, and then the MIAA. So three of these, and I've got some names here on the schools, but it's very unusual because I don't see any of them that are familiar.
Well, they aren't, and it's the first time we played center out of Kentucky, the first time we played Thomas More, and I think that's been kind of the emphasis for us is to play some different in-region teams. I mean, we have to have 70% of our games being played in-region, and we had a little situation occur, and I thought that this might be a neat opportunity for us to do this. The schools, actually, Thomas More, who was hosting, was at willing to move the tournament to Monday, Tuesday, so we could be a participant. Normally they play Sunday, Monday, and we're very, very grateful to Andrew Cooper, their AD and men's basketball coach, for doing that. And it's going to be a terrific tournament. I mean, we're going to be in New Year's Eve in another city down in Cincinnati, and we've had some alumni. Scott and Nancy DeWitt have kind of stepped up and helped us organize some things for our guys to be a participant in down there. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're excited to go away to be able to play in a terrific tournament and some new teams.
Well, we've been at Thomas More once before out there when the women were down playing in the NCAA tournament. We played Thomas More there. And so we got a look, and unless they did a lot to the gym out there, it's a nice gym. It's an older facility, but it's a nice place to play.
Well, I know more about their team than I do about their gym, I will say that. And you know, the film that we've had on them and then on and of Center College, quite honestly, has been of them on the road. So you know, our first opponent, Center, is equipped with a couple of big guys inside, 6'8", 6'5", guys inside, and they play some zone, which we've been working on. We worked on yesterday in practice. We go twice today, and we'll go twice again tomorrow to work on some of those things, and then head on down on Sunday. But you know what? I think it's a great place to play. They're in region. We always hear about them being from the President's Conference. It'll be nice to see exactly what caliber of play they have.
Well, Center is a better team between the two. They have beaten Thomas More by 20 points just a week or so ago. So they're quite likely the better team of the two. Thomas More doesn't seem to have any size whatsoever. Their starting lineup, the biggest kid is 6'2".
Right. And we are aware of that. And I quite honestly am grateful we're playing Center the first night so that we're going into a full bowl with 100% strength without any fatigue from the night before. And watching them play on film in the several games that we have, you know, they play that zone pretty well, and our mission is to really attack it, to go inside out with it, and see if we can't make their bigs play inside against it a little bit more than what they're used to. It's probably why they play it, to protect their bigs a little bit more. But the other thing that we want to do is crash the glass. We always say that a missed shot is a pass to you, and so we want to really attack the glass against that zone. And hopefully we're going to make more than we miss, but if we should miss, we want to make sure we're there to get the offensive rebound.
Well, it looks like a couple interesting days down in Kentucky, and hopefully the weather is nice down there so that we can enjoy a little sunshine as well and get out of the snow for a couple of days. And we don't know if that's going to happen, however, as the weather reports aren't available yet.
Looks like this Siberian freeze that's on its way is going to be something that may end up going all over the Midwest here, but we'll see. Nonetheless, we want to bring a little heat from Holland, Michigan down to Kentucky and see if we can't get things heated up on the floor a little bit.
Well, let's go pick up a couple wins. So go Hope.
Sounds good to me. Take care. You have a great day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Coach Matt Neal. Thank you very much, Ron Weatherby. And you and Adam Prince will be bringing you all of the action on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com of Hope College Basketball down at Thomas More next week.